Hello, everybody. I'm Albie, and this is ROMs Over Baghdad, episode 224. Joining me today on this lovely, sunny, warm spring day in March 21st, 2020, we've got Mary.
Hi, hello. I'm here.
We've got a Jake.
Yep, I'm here. Hello.
I feel like each of us on our cameras have a slightly different color palette going on, and I love it. At least that's what it looks like to me. I don't know. I look like I'm from blue and green, and I look like I'm living in Alice in Wonderland over here. And then Mary's very yellow.
I'm sepia, yeah.
Jake's a little blue, and we're all looking good. Cool. So, we were talking about office chairs before this podcast began. Briefly.
You were talking about office chairs.
Yeah. I mean, I have to go to an office, right? You have to go to a used office goods store to get a good chair. And then Mary mentioned some chair that's like the Omega Quantum chair.
No,
automated AI.
It's just a brand called Autonomous, and they have chairs.
Oh.
I
thought it was actually an autonomous AI-driven chair. It'll think for you for the best chair positions.
Well, their website is autonomous.ai for no good reason, but I linked it in the chat, so there you go.
Okay, there's robots in those chairs, you know. That's a transformer. That's a robot in disguise.
But yeah.
No doubt.
They're cheap, and they don't look stupid like race car chairs or whatever, so.
Right.
They're apparently okay, from what I've read about.
For a while there, briefly, I wanted one of those cyberpunk chairs, but then...
No.
No. I liked how bold color-wise it was. A bold choice of color.
You liked that?
A bold splash. Yes. A bold splash of color. I like color. I like bold color. Listen, I watched Zack Snyder's Justice League yesterday. And let me tell you, I told you I was going to work it in somehow. That has some bold choices in terms of removing color from something. That is a black and white film, just about. It's wild. He should have just made it.
You should have set up your camera like to make it look like that. Like turn all the saturation all the way down.
We can do this.
Make it dark.
We can do this. This is something
that would have been a better bit. Like for
that's fair.
Yeah.
Should I only talk about Zack Snyder's Justice League by removing all color saturation from my camera? Okay, here's the only way we can do this. Let's see. Oh, that's going in a direction I didn't.
Turn blue, basically.
Hello. There we go. Color intensity. Welcome to Zack Snyder. Like, okay, his is like, you get like one color in a scene, right? Like,
well, you can see the brick in the background, and that's basically it.
Yeah, there you go. There. It's a little bit, you can kind of go like, is that thing gold? Like, you're looking at Wonder Woman's armor, and you're like, it looks kind of yellow, I guess, if you squint your eyes. I don't know. That movie's a fucking weird movie. It opens very slow in a way that you wouldn't expect a superhero movie to open. It's bizarre. There's also a lot of singing bits.
Odd,
huh? A lot of singing. A lot of musical numbers. A lot of dancing. Batman
is one there
point,
like
the bat's tootsie and
really no. Really oh, okay
no.
I was gonna ask if there's like a shot of just a dude playing a fiddle on roller skates for like minutes on end.
That'd be amazing.
That's a reference to an old movie from the 70s, so
I know that reference.
Yes. Okay,
I gotcha. Zack Snyder's Justice League came out. It's weird. Much better movie than Justice League. I can say that without a doubt, even though I hated Justice League quite a bit. Better.
You know what I haven't watched? Any of the DC superhero movies, the recent ones, at all? Because they seem
terrible.
Watch
Shazam. Shazam is the one I would recommend.
Okay.
That's the only one I like a lot.
Yeah, I could see maybe that one. Because it seems similar to Kazam.
Okay.
So,
Shazam.
Like, not just the name, the story and everything.
Okay, sure. Also, kind of like the music downloading service, Kazam, from the early 2000s.
That was Kazaa. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Shit.
And Kazaa didn't make hamburgers rain down from the sky. Come on. I wish
it did. Wouldn't that have been better, though?
Yes, it would have been much better. Metallica wouldn't have been angry about that. But that was Napster. Either way, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Give it a watch.
I mean, no, thank you.
Don't give it a watch. You don't have to watch any of the things we're talking about here today.
I downloaded it, and I was like, wait, I don't give a shit about this at all.
It's 4 fucking hours, man.
Yeah.
4 fucking hours.
I realized it was 4 hours long. I'm like, no, I don't care at all. I've never seen the original one. I don't care. Let me guess.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of these superheroes come together, and there's a guy who wants to destroy the world or take it over. One of the two. One of the two. Whatever. One or two of the supporting characters die, and then everything's good in the end.
I don't know if any supporting characters die. I don't think so. No supporting characters.
I mean, I'm just summing up every superhero movie ever.
True.
So.
It's true.
You've seen one. You've seen them all.
Damn. That's fair.
The only question I have, I know that they put in Jared Leto Joker in there. How terrible is that? That's the only part I'm curious in at all.
Better than you would think. Better than it has any right to be.
Okay. It's how long is it? Like 5 minutes?
Man, yeah, talk about a 4-hour movie. I'm lost. But that's quite a bit in. I think that's like 3-ish hours in. I'd lost sense of time, place. I was like, well, how long is this movie? And it just kept going.
Okay, well.
I think it's a longer moment. There's a couple scene kind of thing. Like there's moments.
Did it seem like there was a reason for it to be there? Or was it just like, here he is?
I feel like there's large parts of this movie that probably could have hit the cutting room floor. But I understand. It's almost like they tried to make the movie into like, all right, well, we're not doing anything more with this whole Zack Snyder universe of, you know, those movies. So let's just push everything down into like a fine resin. Let's put our dark side in. Because dark side shows up in this movie. Let's put our, you know, all the character. There's a character out there. If there's a moment we had filmed, if there was an idea, let's just put it all in now. Because it kind of feels like let's wrap all it up, but also show where we were going to go and kind of give you a sublimation of like the universe. Like if the Avengers movie had been it, it's like, I don't know, all the Stage 2 stuff. Like, what if we just crammed parts of that in? But I will say, they do a nice job of, like, actually making you care about the Flash. And, like, Cyborg. Like, they have good scenes that actually set up those characters. You get to see Cyborg play some football.
Oh, boy.
You see him run out of QB screen kind of deal. He's running to the sideline, jumping, dodging, ducking. He dives for pylon at one point. It's fun.
Okay.
Because Victor Stone played quarterback for Gotham City's...
Oh. You
know, whatever team.
The lore. Team. Okay.
The lore. So you get to see, you actually get to see him play some football. But also he doesn't pass the ball. He just kind of runs for it. So it's like, weird. But it's cool. I liked it. I thought it was an enjoyable watch. I would recommend it. That's all I have to say.
If you have the time.
If you...
and care.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on, TV show-wise. You know, cool stuff.
Been watching that Debris.
Yeah, all right. How about that? A little SVP almost. A little control.
It's okay. It's
almost the main characters are wet boards, but everything else is all right. Thought the recent episode with the...
Like, so far, it's just been like this... This thing runs on the power of friendship, essentially. And it's just like, okay. I mean, it's not that, but it's...
Yeah.
This one runs on human emotions. It's like, oh... Okay, didn't the last one do that too? And the one before that?
Seems like this alien spaceship was headed for a disaster from the jump. I mean, the emotions that they would have to control to be able to run this spaceship. No wonder it blew up. Became debris. The titular debris.
And why is Scroobius Pip in this?
Why is Scroobius Pip in this? You know?
One of the bad guys who's said like one or two lines so far, but he's for some reason in the opening credits.
Right.
He's had maybe like 5 minutes of screen time.
Scroobius Pip. What a great name, though. I mean, what a fantastic nomenclature.
What? I have no idea what y'all are talking about, but...
This TV show called Debris.
A bunch of an alien spaceship blows up like out by Jupiter, and a bunch of debris rains from the sky. And the debris kind of is like control or something like that. Like,
it's anomalous.
Make weird things happen. Yeah. Anonymous. Oh, okay. Anonymous.
They're all
and then these two characters are like part of some joint operation between the CIA and MI6.
Yep. They're Mulder and Scully.
Sort of, much. Yeah.
I mean, yes, they choose a male character, a female character. Dude.
I mean, yeah, kind of obvious.
Man, they should just make an SCP game, movie, TV show. That's what they should do.
Nah.
No?
Mm-mm.
Don't want to see, what are they called? Blood no. cults? You don't want to see some blood cults?
I'm sure it'll end up book? As good as, like, the Slender Man movie. Huh?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just give me a sequel to Control. That's just, okay. Like...
That would be cool.
I'd watch a Control TV show.
No.
Remedy could make a good TV show. And there are a few developers I feel like could do it.
It would be neat if they actually put, like, the people that they motion captured or whatever as the TV show. And they do all that live action stuff anyway in the game. It could be neat if it was short.
And they know that guy who plays Zavala. You know. They know him.
That's so, their in. They know the one guy.
They know a big name actor. They could do it. There we go. Yeah. TV's weird, right? They're not on, but then also there's stuff on. Not on, you know.
BattleBots finished for the year, and there's a hole in my heart where BattleBots once was. It'll be there again, but it's gonna be like a year from now. So
a hole in your robot heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Rough stuff. But you got March Madness, though. Who's ready? Let's put up some buckets.
You're the only one that cares about sports, Albie.
Real sports, at least.
If DJ were here...
He'd put up some buckets with me.
Yeah, he could talk about sports with you, but no.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So I had a fun week this week, folks.
I saw. Want to talk
about my week? My grandma got COVID. 19.
How is she doing?
Doing very well.
Okay, that's good.
But we were over there, because we'd go, well, a lot had happened, but we were bringing groceries and stuff. And then I had to go get tested. That was fun. You had to shove the fucking thing up your nose so far, like, feel like you're tickling your brainstem. That hurt.
Yeah, I got that done, when I went to the hospital to deliver the baby, so...
Unpleasant.
It was okay.
Thankfully, I guess they had done something different because it wasn't like that far. It wasn't like the long whatever the heck. Because I remember seeing like the long one where they had to push it all the way up and then.
Oh, that's what they did to me. Like.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It just had to go to like right. I don't know wherever it is. Right there, right top of the nose or whatever, rather than back of the nose. So at least it.
Oh, I got the back of the nose, but yeah,
like midway up or something like that. They said so. It hurt less, but I cried like a baby.
Like a little bitch.
Like a little bit, yeah. All right. And then it's like you're sitting in the Rite Aid drive-thru. Like, all right, here you go. Here's this little vial. Shove it up. Guy's sitting there looking at you like, all right, you gonna do it? Loser? And it's like, all right.
Oh, you had to do it yourself? Like, that's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, I had to do it myself.
I dare you to do this.
Fucker, I'm gonna come on. Let's do it.
Do it maybe for the that's gram. Why. Let's go.
Yeah, it might have been easier for me because it was like a medical professional doing it to me. So yeah. It's not like, yeah.
Yeah, there was no medical professional involved. Let's just say that. You're just like, here, do it.
I mean, the person who gave you the test is probably a medical professional.
Yeah, I'm sure they're licensed, yeah, in some way.
But they came back.
There's some vetting going on there.
Yeah, they came back negative, though, so we're good-ish.
Nobody has any kind of symptoms or whatever?
We didn't have any symptoms, no.
That's good.
Never ran a fever. Never had anything like that. We kind of split up the house. Like, you see, I was out. Like, we would split up. Like, we'd go. I don't know, one person would stay out here for a while, the other person would go in the back, like the bedroom or something like that. We tried to stay for, I don't know, 4 days, 5 days, whatever it was, before we got our test results back, but we never felt any different, so.
That's good.
I guess my grandma had to go get, like, the antibodies or whatever.
Oh.
Check some hot antibodies. She was doing poorly for a couple days, but she already had one shot, so, I don't know. Then my dad got a shot Saturday. So.
Oh, cool. Good.
Cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
I'm on a wait list right now. I'm probably going to get one this week, which is good because I need to pass stuff on to the baby.
Yeah, I got a call.
That's how it works.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to do it now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about it because I want, and then I want to go get one this week at some point, too. But they were doing it, they kind of doing it like, I don't know, only once a week up at the high school. So you can get in, you can get in. We had they got us one slot. I was like, all right, well, let's give it to the old man.
Yeah. My county is apparently doing so well that like they're trying to encourage people from surrounding counties to get on the wait list here. And they're like, well, we have doses. We're not allowed to like do it to everybody yet, but if you're eligible, sign up here too. So probably I'm glad I signed up before they said that, because now I bet the wait list is way worse. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that.
I feel like then I won't double mask when I go to the grocery store. It's my little win. I won't have to double.
You'll just do a single.
There you go.
It's a little better.
Just
yeah.
One.
I won't be freaking the fuck out every time I have to go anywhere, so that'll be good. Video games.
Almost through. Video game. Speaking of masks, do I have a transition for masks on this document? Let's see.
I'm gonna say no.
Speaking of
really.
I played Crysis. Y'all heard of that video game?
That's more of a full body suit head thing and everything. Yeah, like.
Listen, if I had a crisis suit when this all started, I would have worn the crisis suit. Listen, I'm just going to say it. Maximum shield, you know? So that is it's a good one. It's on EA Play. So Xbox finally came out with their Game Pass thing that lets you play EA Access, EA Play games.
I put that in the news because you guys were talking about that a couple weeks ago. And yeah, it was totally what we thought it was, that the desktop app wasn't out yet. And apparently people who had tried the beta, like it would try to tie into the Xbox thing and fail. So I guess they finally got that working. And so now it's out for PC. So there you go. Yay.
It's slick. It looks, you know. Serviceable. It's better than Origin, certainly. I gotta uninstall Origin at some point. But it's neat because I had a couple games. I had Dragon Age 2 installed on Origin, and it just automatically picked it up. It was just like, oh yeah, you got this installed. So at least I didn't have to move files to the whatever, to the folder.
That's good.
So that's cool.
Yeah, so does the EA, like, it's not like the Bethesda stuff coming over to Game Pass where it's like new Windows Store, like apps or whatever. It's just regular.
No, yeah.
Stuff.
There isn't an app. Okay. There's the EA Play app, but then it's
just loads.
In.
Okay, from there. All right.
Click on the Crysis app.
That's good.
Crysis window in Xbox Game Pass and it'll basically just boot it right up, download it through there, and then
so
and it even shows it up.
That's
there.
Very good cool. that you don't have to deal with more Windows Store type stuff.
And I think you can even uninstall through the Xbox app too, so it's like pretty seamless in that way. You don't have to worry okay. too much about like bopping between windows or whatever. So much better than it was. But Crysis is all right. I don't know. I enjoyed it well enough. I haven't played very much of it, but I punched a man. He went flying. It felt good. I became a stealth man. I'm excited to beat that game. There's a bunch of games on there I'm going to play. Also play some Mass Effect Andromeda. Don't ask. Don't ask about that. Me and Pop tried to play some multiplayer in that, and there is no invite system. It's also all tied into Origin in a way that they haven't switched over. So you can't invite anybody. So he had to boot it up. I think he owns it on Origin. So he had to boot it up on Origin to get to be able to join the thing. It was a nightmare. And then we couldn't move, and that broke us, and we stopped playing Mass Effect Andromeda. And that was the end of Mass Effect. They killed Mass Effect right there. So, yeah. Crysis. Pretty fun. That in-between Loop Hero has been my kind of my week of games. Loop Hero's a lot of fun. Everybody's seen Loop Hero. Do I have to explain Loop Hero? You little dude, you go around a loop over and over again, picking up gear.
It's a roguelike, basically.
Every time you kill a monster, it can either drop a weapon or something like that, or it can drop a tile you can place on the map. There's the sublimation of the game. That's it.
Have you beat it yet?
I beat mission one, stage one.
Okay. Yeah, because the main complaint I've seen about that game is that it's super grindy.
It's fucking like really grindy.
Yeah.
It's like a Korean MMO grind. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, which is weird because it's not like it's a free-to-play game or something. So.
Yep. But it's cool. I enjoy it. It'll tide me over. I have a lot of other games I want to play besides for that, so it's like a... It's a decent game to just go, okay, I need a couple minutes here.
If you're doing something else or whatever, yeah.
It was my COVID game, if you will, where I would just...
Okay.
You know, here's when I was in COVID quarantine.
I would want something more intense, like if I was...
Gears going, let's go.
Take your mind off of things, like, I don't know. Something going on.
Got a milkshake. Just delivered.
Oh, nice.
Delivered a milkshake. That's very nice. what else we got? I played a little bit of Warframe today. Thank you for the straw, too. That's very nice. Me and Rapid checked out the new Railjack stuff, which is like a big Railjack update. Oh my god, he's bringing me all kinds of filet of fish and holy shit, some fries. Jesus.
Wait, is the milkshake a shamrock shake then? Man, yeah. I'm jealous. Yeah, I'm on one.
You can't see it because I'm in Zack Snyder's Justice League, but it was greenish, so, you know.
Yeah, I honestly could not see the color of it, so.
You can see my, I like the back, you can kind of see my blue shirt now. I dig, this is actually how it looks in the thing, too, where you can, like, barely see color. That new Warframe stuff is neat. They added crew members to that, so you can hire people, and the crew members have a little, like.
Wait, I thought that was already in there. I thought that was in there previously.
Nope. You hire a bunch of crew members. They can be good at things.
Okay.
You can also get your Kuva lynches. You know what I'm talking about. The Kuva boys. If you captured a Kuva, you'd be like, hey, man, come work on my ship. Come shoot these guns for me. They don't shoot guns. They just guard the ship. Which is cool. We had a lot of fun with that. I think I almost have my... Railjack done, but we just wanted to record like a, hey, what's new with the Railjack? So now I might have gotten the Warframe bug again, so I might play some more Warframe this week. And that's all I played this week. Take it to Rapid. Very fun.
I saw some of that. It was interesting. I wish I could play more Warframe. It sucks. I can't play jack shit. Well, I did play one new game that Gary got me for my birthday. Because, yeah, like, I can kind of play it occasionally. Bravely Default 2 on the Switch. Yeah, if the baby is asleep on me, taking a nap, I can kind of have the Switch, like, right behind her head. Or when she occasionally does go to sleep, I can play it on the TV. It is a very traditional, old-style JRPG. The Bravely Default series started off as a spin-off of Final Fantasy games. So it's very much like the old Final Fantasy games, and I'm enjoying it a lot. The only real complaint I have about it so far is that some of the menus are kind of laggy, which is weird. Like, there'll be these skits that pop up with, like, your party members talking to each other. It'll have a little thing in the corner saying, like, hey, do you want to watch this thing? Party chat is going on. So I hit the button, and the whole game freezes up for, like, a couple seconds as it loads that thing in there. And it's just, it feels real bad. The other thing I've noticed is when you load up, like, the main menu, say, like, you need to use a potion or equip something or whatever, when you load that up, that also makes the game hitch for a while, and the same button to open the menu is also the button that will auto-heal your party members, so sometimes I'll press it twice, and then it'll be, like, I waste MP healing people that didn't need to be healed because I was waiting for the fucking menu to come up.
Happens to me all the time in Valheim when I'm trying to destroy a wall or something like that. I'll two-click too fast and break a chest, and it's like, oh man, it's everywhere. I don't know. That's something that's like, it's a little thing, but it's such a quality of life thing where it's like, just if I make a mistake, just don't go crazy. Destroy something. Good God. Don't blow my MP on heals when I'm at max health, you know? The little things. Like these french fries. Delicious.
But yeah, because of the constraints of, like, my playtime, I'm not that far. But I'm enjoying it a lot. The main reason he got me that game is because originally, I bought Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown, which is the new Harvest Moon game coming out. And that was going to be a game for my birthday, but it doesn't come out until this week. So he was nice and was like, here, you can actually play this on your birthday. So that was cool, especially since I haven't been spending money on myself at all whatsoever. So, but yeah. The other stupid thing we got this week is this giant controller behind me. Like, let me bring it over here because it's massive.
I was looking at that at one point, going, "Oh man, there you go." Sorry, I'm eating these French fries. You can't let McDonald's French fries sit too long, or they get disgusting. How you doing, Jake? Doing good.
Doing all right.
I don't know how to stretch controllers.
Sorry, it took me a minute because it's fucking gigantic.
I didn't know what to do. Whoa, holy shit.
It's the At Games Legends Gamer Pro, which comes with, like, this stupid little puck thing that has built-in emulation things. It also lets you do streaming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was on sale for, like, $100 at Walmart. It was originally $250. And, yeah, like, it has a trackball in it, which is crazy. Like, this is basically when people make those giant, like, MAME, all-in-one things. Like, that's basically what this is. And so we're basically going to indoctrinate our child and teach them to play video games using this thing. Especially since the virtual pinball thing I was telling you guys about like a couple weeks ago, the mm-hmm. Attack from Mars yep. thing, that went up on Best Buy, and the text message alert that I signed up for, I got it like 12 hours after they all sold out. Like it awesome. Got posted. Wow. Yeah, it got posted Great. On the arcade, like 1UP. Like nerd areas, like their Reddit and Twitter and everything, and it was up at like 4 a.m. and I didn't see it, so I wasn't able to get it. It's been sold out since then. Hopefully they make some more and I will pay the $600 for that, but yeah, not getting that anytime soon now because Arcade 1UP sucks. A bunch of people are mad about it. Like, so I signed up for that Reddit and I check it like every day. I'm like, and I have the Best Buy tab open on my phone. Check that all the time, too. It's,
get those slick deal alerts.
It's a nightmare. Okay. Yeah.
Gotta get those slick deal alerts.
Well, people use, like, this website called Visual Ping. Apparently, you can, like, pay a subscription, and it will text you, like, if a web page updates. And that's how some people have been able to claim, like, canceled pre-orders. But I'm not going to bother with that. Like, eventually, they'll do another run, hopefully, and I'll just buy it then. But... whatever.
A lot of people are hunting for like GPUs and stuff that way. Like, I don't know what my friend is using, but he's been looking for a PlayStation 5, and he's doing a lot of that kind of like, I'm gonna set up all these alerts, and if something happens, he'll text my phone, and he gets them, and he has to like, hey man, I'm on a phone call, I gotta go do something. He gets back, and says, damn it, I missed it again. Such a pain.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Like, I haven't ever had to experience, like, I know DJ buying shoes, like, he has to go through that kind of crap, but I wasn't expecting it for this. But apparently the pinball machines are very popular, so hopefully, since they all sell out like crazy, they'll actually make some more.
And also, yep. and also you get good support that way, you know? Like, that's what I felt when Oculus was selling out a lot, is like, you know, at least they'll be supporting it then. You know, they'll be out there doing new stuff and doing weird stuff with it. So,
well, I've seen a lot of issues with people. Like, it only runs at 720p, even though the monitors they send out can do 1080. It's just the hardware they have in there isn't, like, good enough to run it at a high frame rate
weird.
At 1080p.
They cheaped out
yeah.
on it. Who knew?
Yeah. Oh. And it's $600. Like,
yeah, really.
Yeah. And also people are reporting like solenoids failing, which kind of sucks because that's what makes it fancy and feels like a real pinball table when you hit the flippers. So I don't know. We'll see. I'll get one eventually. Hopefully I won't have to wait for a revision too. Like I'm willing to deal with stuff messing up.
Right. Let's hope. I would love to see that thing. That's the thing I would like. Love to see one of those. I see them all. I see like ads for them and stuff, and I'm like, "They look really neat." So I'd love to see you use one. That'd be a stream I would watch.
It would be cool to set up, but unless I hacked it, like it doesn't have like automatic video out, it would be me filming like a screen, which would look great. Yeah,
get the film camera out. There you go.
Like with real pinball tables, that's very cool. But with a virtual pin, like no. But whatever.
I would watch it. I would watch it.
Okay. But yeah, still waiting on that. Waiting for my Pioneers of Olive Town with the little fancy plush water buffalo because I paid for the expensive version because I like my strawberry cow. Like, he'll be friends with this little dude. Yep.
Except
it's not
the
Harvest
cow.
Moon
okay.
anymore. Yeah.
Everybody's frozen.
I think this is a yak. This is a yak. It's not a water buffalo, but whatever. Okay. Yeah. So that's my games for the week. Sorry.
No, hey. It's cool. I hope that story season's good. Game looks neat.
It looks cool. Like yeah. It seems like they ripped off a lot of stuff from Stardew Valley, which is interesting because Stardew Valley ripped off stuff from Harvest Moon to get made, so it's kind of neat.
Yeah. Cool. Jake.
What?
You have a hole in your robot heart.
Yeah.
Did you play any games to fill that robot heart?
Nothing new. Nothing that I haven't talked about like 5 times already.
How far are you in Valheim now?
I haven't played anymore. I just kind of stopped playing it.
Have you beaten the third boss, Bone Man?
Yes.
Bone? Okay. The fourth boss?
No.
My group fell apart, so I don't know if I'm ever going to beat that third boss now. Unless I do it solo, so.
Would you have to, like, start a new server to do that? Or if it's just, like, if people are online, then it's harder? I don't know how the multiplayer scaling stuff works.
I don't know how the multiplayer scaling stuff works either. I've been trying to figure that out. But I would just... the plan is to just keep playing. And eventually get there. It's just like schedule. It's like when I ran that D&D campaign. It's like the worst thing about it was like, how the hell do I get everybody in the same room to play this thing at the same time? I have enough trouble getting this podcast off the ground every week rather than playing.
Sorry.
season. But it's like, that's the worst part of it. It's like, especially since you need to. A lot of that is, like, mining and stuff like that, so you have to do a lot. It's a lot more, like, kind of boring stuff you're doing regularly, you know? So...
If only there were a dedicated server that is just up and running that you can just get on whenever you want. Weird.
We should. But we have such an amazing, a beautiful base. Our base is gorgeous.
I still don't understand why you guys didn't just start playing on my server.
We wanted to go. Well, initially it was like let's show the ropes, but then we built a base and we felt connected to it.
There aren't really any ropes. I mean, it's just there's some stuff on like how to build things, but that's
yeah.
There's no XP. It's
there is XP.
It's get better at doing stuff by doing it. Right. There's no levels or anything.
Yeah, we probably should. In hindsight, we probably should have. But I don't know. We just made that. It was just like a. Let's play together, get through all this stuff. And also, we knew you guys were at the third boss, so we figured we'd just get up to the third boss and then move over to your server at some point. But that has not happened, since we have not beaten the third boss yet, so... It's like, getting there. But, maybe someday, who knows? But, we also played... You played Bridge Crew with us, didn't you?
I played, like, one game, yeah.
We played a little bit more of that.
We sat around for an hour and waited for everybody to show up who said they were going to be there. Then we waited and we waited, and then I could only play like one game. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks. It's That's also like, hey, let's get 4 people in a room to do a thing. Difficult.
And nobody tests their setup or anything.
I want to play more Bridge Crew, though. We should get a group going. Maybe later today.
There are other VR games.
Are there? I tried to play that gorilla tag, and that exhausted me in a way I was not ready. Trying to swing around gorilla, and I couldn't do it. So, at some point, I don't know. I gotta play some Half-Life, Alec. It's a good one. It's a good one. Let's move on to news. Does there nobody has a 70 right? Anybody else?
I played Rocket League, and I played Stalker. That's it. And I've already talked about those a lot, so.
Your bread and your butter.
Right. Sure.
How's your rank?
Yeah.
Bad.
Aww.
I haven't really been playing a lot of Rocket League, because it's just, every time I play it, it's just not fun. Like, when I'm done, I'm just like, that was a waste of time. Like, I didn't enjoy, maybe one of those games was actually any good. It was like, cool.
Cool.
It's like, hey, cool, I just lost like 7 games in a row.
That sucks.
Awesome. And they're all blowouts. It's like, I don't mind losing if it's like an evenly matched game, but it's just, yeah. Or I just get into a game and I fuck up massively, like within 30 seconds. It's just like, okay. Great. Now my team hates me. It's gonna go well. But I haven't really put in a ton of time in like probably about a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's just, I just don't have fun when I play it anymore. So I'm just, I'm,
gotta get a good group.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're like, even playing two, like, you really need a full group. Because then you're always blaming that poor, the poor random person to get matches with you or whatever. You gotta have a full group. It's a lot more. We should get a group. Let's get a group going. Let's play a little ranked.
I did my placement matches in Rumble. I got gold 2 instead of gold 3, like on my
gold Rumble.
Rumble's something
crazy.
Else.
Yeah. It's something, man. That's where you got power ups and stuff.
Yeah, and I tried playing hoops. I'm fucking terrible at that game.
It's hard. That's hard. I also struggle, like, how do I get the ball in the hoop, man?
It also doesn't help that it's 2v2. Right. So I'm not used to that at all. And, yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish Hoops was a casual playlist, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just go, like, hop into a 2v2 Hoops game. It's, I gotta go do all my placement matches and do all that extra bullshit.
Okay. We'll move on. News.
Okay.
Sony bought the fighting game tournament Evo.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
I didn't read that all the way through, and then I read it. I was like, what? I have not even heard of that. What? That doesn't seem... Why would they buy Evo? Why would they buy Evo?
To promote the PlayStation brand?
I guess so. I guess so, yeah. I mean, you know. Well, I guess Sony bought it, right? Or did PlayStation?
No, Sony. Sony Entertainment bought it.
The bigger thing, you're right. Okay. That makes sense, because Sony does sponsor. They do the, what is it? The PlayStation Fiesta Bowl and stuff like that. They're big into, like, promoting sports and stuff like that, so buying a tournament thing.
You want to read the quote from the Sony VP or whatever?
The VP?
Of Global Competitive Gaming, SIE. Fighting games have been... Yeah. Apparently it's a division they have, so I guess it kind of makes sense for them to help buy it. Fighting games have been a vital part of PlayStation's legacy and our community since the very beginning, and we've been thrilled to partner with EVO over the years. This joint acquisition with RTS, which RTS is like a new esports business.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they bought this with them. Marks a new chapter of collaboration with EVO's co-founders, Tom and Tony Cannon, and their passionate community of fighting game fans. So there you go. And Mark Mann also said that it's not going to be like everything is only played on PlayStation.
I mean, it already kind of is, isn't it?
Well, like, Tekken is done on PC, and they had Smash Brothers before.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, aside from Smash Brothers, of course.
But yeah, like, Tekken 7 is still going to be fought on PC. They're not going to force people to use the PS4 version, so there you go.
It's good.
Cool. It's cool that EVO got saved, basically, after...
They needed a restructuring, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, after what happened.
Changing of the guard, as it were.
Yeah. 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 They needed to get rid of that dude. So go back to a previous podcast if you want to hear why.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know what, you know, people who are more into fighting game community think of this. You know, who are competitors think of this, really. Because it's sort of weird to a certain extent, but at the same time, who knows? But I guess we're going to get a good PlayStation fighting game, right? Who wants to fight Nathan Drake and Kratos?
No. I mean, I'm sure they'll see, like, how it's run, and if it's a shit show, then they'll be like, well, fuck Evo forever, probably.
Boy, after COVID's over, the whole, like, thing surrounding video game events is going to be so different. I mean, E3 is going to be, if E3 even makes it through, Evo's in a weird place. MAGFest is in a weird place. PAX is PAX, I guess, still, but boy, a lot has changed there.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
And Evo is still going to happen this summer, but it's going to be online only, so...
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. Sony reveals first look at the PlayStation 5 VR controllers. I should mention this when we're talking about Oculus. But they look cool.
Look like VR controllers now. Wowee.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Sort of look like the Knuckles. They sort of look like the Knuckle controllers.
Yeah. I'm just glad they're not reusing old PS3 hardware anymore.
Seriously. Tracking tech crazy. From 2011.
They're going to have the crazy triggers that the PS5 has used to good effect. Mm-hmm. So that'll be cool. Yeah.
Hey, cool. Yeah. I'd play with those.
Seems they also said the tracking for the controller is going to be computed via the headset, so it's going to be the inside-out tracking.
Inside out?
Like,
yeah.
Just like how everything does it now, basically.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, should be cool. Has finger detection. Ooh, wowie.
Finger!
So, yeah.
I mean, technically, like, even the Rift had, or like, yeah, even like the Rift, the original Rift had it, because... All the buttons and triggers are capacitive on that thing, so even if you're not, like, pushing a trigger, you just have your finger, like, resting on it, it'll pick that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be a cheaper way of doing it like that.
But the Index has, like, weird sensors, like proximity sensors. Like, that's a whole nother level for finger stuff. Quest 2 has hand tracking built in, though.
Yeah.
It's not like... There's no real support for it in any games that I've found, at least. But it's just like an experimental thing you can just go turn on. Which is pretty handy if you just need to like put the headset on for a second. Like if you're just fucking with something and you don't want to have to go grab the controllers. You can just use it to like navigate menus and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting messages that I gotta go. Sorry. I gotta head out early. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye. All right, we'll wrap up this Square Enix thing, then we can wrap up the podcast.
I just so happened to have a two-person scene on OBS, and the nameplates were right, so.
Perfect. Really, the only thing I want to talk about of the Square Enix thing, that I know just dropped some. Life is Strange, True Colors, huh? Life is Strange.
I didn't see any of the trailer. I was in a conference call at the time. I just had it muted, so I didn't really pay attention to it.
It's like more like Life is Strange 1, so you're set in one town, right? Young female, set in town.
Yep.
Comes back to town after a while gone. Meets brother, but then brother ends up dead or something like that, so you have a mystery aspect to it, so... And she can sense emotion coming off of people in colors that come off people. So there's your sci-fi power things. It seemed all right.
It's not as cool as time control.
It's true. But not like, no. What was this 1 and 2? I don't even remember what 1 and 2 was. I don't even think you had powers in 2, did you? I know you didn't play 2, but I'm trying to remember.
I played the first episode of 2, and I don't think I even finished the first episode. Damn. It was just so... I was just like, this... Okay.
This one actually... I was not interested at all in 2 very much, outside of like, hey, we all love Life is Strange, but... This one, actually, the trailer, you know, had its cringy moments. They played a song that was pretty bad. It wasn't Wonderwall, but it was close. And so... but it looked much better. Looked more like a solid, something I would play. Looked more interesting. It's not being done by Don't Nod, it's being done by
Deck 9.
That's a good name for a studio, by the way. Deck 9. I like it. It's cool.
I just want a full Captain Spirit game.
I don't remember.
Life is Strange 2 could have just not happened, and if they just would have made Captain Spirit like as its own Life is Strange universe game, it probably would have been better. Honestly.
Did that other Life is Strange game come out? Not Life is Strange from Donut. It was their last one.
It's a vampire thing or something.
So after Life is Strange, they did Vampyr, then they did Life is Strange 2.
Was Vampyr any good? I totally don't even remember that coming out. I remember them talking about it at
Vampyr's
E3.
Good. Yeah, Vampyr's good.
And then that was a little,
not like amazing, but it's good. It's solid. It's fun. You run around, you kill people, drink their blood.
Great.
It's what you want. It has some neat, like, I don't know, interaction stuff where, like, I don't know, all the characters are kind of dynamic in a way. Like, things happen neat in terms of, like, if you interact with this person, this over here will happen, and that over there will happen.
Sure.
So, it's cool in that respect. But then they did, what is it, Tell Me Why? I think that was their... I think that ended up in Game Pass. But then I think they did some kind of mirror... Twin Mirror. They made a lot of games. And I haven't played any of them after Life is Strange. I haven't played any of them.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I feel like I would have to ask DJ. He's the one who really liked Donata's studio. But... yeah. I mean, that's really all... I don't think you really are the target demo for that Project Alita game, which looked neat. That looked like kind of like a Final Fantasy kind of thing. Or the Avengers game with T'Challa.
I do not give a fuck about superhero anything.
I would recommend just watching that and that Square Enix press conference. It's so weirdly set up. It goes from moment to moment. Like, it opens with, like, really, really weird stuff. It opens with, like, hey, here's Outriders. And then we got just going to do, like, a long PR pitch on Outriders. Then let's talk about Lara Croft's Tomb Raider. We're making a cookbook. Which we, like, you look around like, what? What are we doing here? And then again to, like, the Marvel stuff. It's like, what the fuck is happening out here? But yeah, they're making a cookbook for Lara Croft's cookbook.
I saw some stuff from the Avengers game where it was, they looked even less superhero-y. So now that you don't even, it's like now they don't even look like superheroes. So it's like they're another degree of separated from like their movie counterparts. It's like, why?
The thing they should do at Avengers.
It's like you guys put all this fucking money into this Avengers game. You got the IP, but you didn't get any of their likenesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't understand. That game is
anomaly, if you will.
I wasn't going to play it anyway, but like the choice that they went with not paying for the license for the likenesses was just like, what? Really? What?
The Avengers.
It's like I can kind of tell who's who just because they're uniforms.
They got close, right? They like right. Went like, yeah. Let's make it look close.
Sure. It's like it's fucking Iron Man. Yeah, obviously. You don't technically need
right.
Robert Downey Jr.'s likeness for that because it's a dude in a suit.
But then go crazy, you know? Like cast, go different, you know? Like that's the thing I would do.
I happened to look back over at the stream and I think they were playing as Hawkeye or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a dude with like a purple shirt holding the bow. It's like, is this a new character? Is this DLC for this game that is flailing?
Mm-hmm. So the thing that's been said, and it was said when we were watching this, is there's a rumor that it's going to go to free to play soon.
Too late.
This would just be like add-on stuff.
It's already too late.
It's already too late, yeah. I feel bad for them though, because it's like, if you look at all their Twitter stuff, it's like, oh my god, the people hate it. Any kind of thing they try to do with it, it's just like, why are you doing this stuff for this bad failed game over and over? I feel bad for the PR person more than anything. Just like, my god, people hate this game in a way that's intense.
Somebody should have stepped in like in the development, but like, who wants to play this?
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. Instead of having running against a bunch of yes men, and have somebody be like, "I don't think people are gonna want to play this in this state Like, it's just not fun. Why did you have to make this a games as a service thing? I know why. Because you wanted to make as much money as humanly possible. But
yeah,
not every game needs to be a looter shooter or a looter brawler or looter whatever the fuck.
A loot schluter or whatever? What's that one from Codbreaker or whatever? A loot slasher? That's a, they came up with the sluters. That's cool. So, I don't know. I wish them all the best. I hope they can turn that game around. That would be awesome. If they could turn that game around, it would be better than Anthem, I feel like, to a certain extent.
That bar is like on the floor. It's not super hard to be better than Anthem.
They're also making a Just Cause mobile game, a multiplayer Hitman Sniper Assassins game.
Okay. It's like very strange. I don't care.
And that's all I got news wise, sir. I want to thank you for showing up, for hanging out. It was fun. Wish you well. Go watch Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Now.
Let's go color intensity here. Let's go way up. Go way up here. Let's go the opposite of Zack Snyder. There.
Jack, his name's Jack now?
Jack Snyder, yep.
Okay.
That's Jack Snyder's Justice League is this. That's Jack Snyder's.
It's 8 hours long.
It's 8 hours long, but damn, it'll hurt your eyes with color. But then Zack's is this. See, it's just very different.
Nothing.
Just nothing. And it's 4 hours long. So, you know, they share some similarities in the love of the length of a movie, but they also just can't do color. Wish you well. Have a good week, everybody. This is episode 224 of ROMs for Baghdad. Check us out. We have a website. We try to stream on Twitch. Come check that out. Can't say weekly anymore because I have no idea. But probably next week we'll try to stream something again. I've been Albie. That's been Jake. Thank you, Mary, who's not here. Had to run out. Have a good night. Wish you well. Adios.